Beginning of the week, we caught up with a guy named Bruiser. He's heard a rumour that the Bundy Bigfoot was spotted in the bush behind Shalom College. Now, we did that and we said, have anyone else seen him? And we got a message from a lady called Jay from Gingy. We've got her on the phone now. Big good morning.
Hey, morning, guys.
Okay, you need to tell us about the message you sent us about your sighting of the Bundy Bigfoot.
Okay, so when I was a paramedic in Gingin, we obviously took patients through to Bundaberg. About 2 o'clock in the morning, I was coming down towards Sharon Nature Park, coming round the corner onto the straight, and I saw something finish crossing the road and going towards a tree and then standing there. So it was tall, big, looked like the Bigfoot. Obviously, I hadn't been in the country very long, probably 2 years, and I'd heard about Yowies, and assumed it was there. I couldn't pull over at the time because I had a patient in the car, but on the way back, there was nothing there. So, yeah, I think I saw one.
When you say big, like compared to the average human?
Oh, it's probably like seven foot.
Yeah.
Oh. And big built.
Big built.
And with long arms and long legs, yeah.
And super hairy?
Well, it was dark,
yeah,
so
okay.
you couldn't tell how hairy it was, but it was solid-looking, big, and walked with, like, an ape-like look with swinging arms.
Now, this was 2 o'clock in the morning about 10 years ago. Now, you still travel that road a lot at night and daytime. Have you ever caught a glimpse or heard any other rumours from that area that he's been spotted?
No one's ever said anything. I've never heard any of the Gingin paramedics say they've seen anything. So, yeah, I don't know, but I'm convinced I saw something.
Could you give a rough distance between, like, how far away it was from where you were in the car spotting it, or in the ambulance, I should say?
Oh, I'd say about 30 metres.
Okay.
And then I got closer, and then it was sort of in the trees as I drove past, which was dark because obviously the lights weren't on it anymore. And then, there was something, a dark figure stood in the trees, so...
What was your initial feeling? So you're driving along, you're heading into the Bundaberg Base Hospital, you got a patient in the ambulance, you're by yourself, 2 o'clock in the morning and you spot that. What did you do?
I'm like, wow, what's that? It's a yowie. And I wanted to turn around and go and have a look at it, but obviously I got a patient in the back and just excited.
Oh, okay, because I was like, were you scared, curious, but you're actually excited? Was that because of the safety of the ambulance?
No, I was just... I'm always interested in these things that you don't hear or very rarely. So I was like, oh, what's that? I'd love to find out.
Did it react to you going past? Like, would have it been able to hear the ambulance?
Oh, it would have been, but yeah. It walked into the trees and obviously hid in the trees then. So I probably passed it 5 seconds after it walked towards the trees.
Wow, this is amazing. So we talked to Bruiser saying about rumour. You sent us a message about this one. So, Bundy, if anyone else has seen or knows anything about the Bundy, we'd love to talk to you because this does fascinate. You're very interested.
I love urban legends, or even when they become more substantiated.
Excellent, Jay. Well, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. And if we hear anything else, we'll definitely let you know.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jay.